This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662. Or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend as we prepare for Halloween. It's a scary time of year. There's lots of candy and sugar coming our way, but we'll maintain a healthy bulwark against all those intrusions on this program. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we got lots to talk about a little later, an interview on the subject of probiotics. We'll also share vital health information with you as we do each weekend. 888-302-3684 gets you right into the doctor's office if you want to pose a question. And we invite you to join us. We'll start with this item. If you're feeling guilty about drinking coffee, you know, this, it used to be when I would take a history on patients, patients would sometimes reluctantly admit that they drink coffee, but I'm trying to cut down, as if eating coffee or drinking coffee were a vice. I misspoke, eating coffee, but some people drink coffee that's so strong that a spoon will stand up in it. And I'm one of those folks. I don't drink caffeinated coffee, but I drink a lot of decaf, and ultra-strong decaf. And it turns out that, you know, one of the axioms of health is that if you do something long enough, it'll probably turn out to be healthy for you. So that happened with wine and beer to some extent. It's happening to marijuana. And now it's happened to coffee. And here's yet another study that suggests that consumption of coffee may be beneficial. The headline of this study from the European Journal of Nutrition: consumption of a dark roast coffee decreases the level of spontaneous DNA strand breaks. This is a randomized controlled trial, so they took people and they gave them coffee daily for 4 weeks versus no coffee. And what they discovered was quite interesting. When the people drank water, their spontaneous DNA strand breaks increase. So what does that mean? What is a DNA strand break? Well, DNA is the genetic code, as most of you know, and a strand break means a mutation. Mutations are happening all the time, but the body has editing and repair mechanisms that fix those mutations. But when mutations accumulate and when the body's repair mechanisms deteriorate, as in aging or disease, the mutations catch up. And ultimately, that results in breakdown, degenerative diseases, and, of course, cancer. The ultimate mutation when cells go awry is they start to proliferate and you've got cancer. Okay, so you don't want DNA strand breaks. Well, when they drank water over this period of time, there was a slight increase in the DNA strand breaks. But in the coffee group, there was a 27% decrease in DNA strand breaks. So there's something in that dark coffee, and it ain't caffeine. It's one of those dark polyphenolic compounds akin to what you find in chocolate. That's another vice that we now find maybe a healthy vice, although the sugar and calories that most chocolates deliver, probably not great for you. But the dark chocolate, especially the very high test, delivers beneficial polyphenols akin to those found in dark roast coffee, caffeic acid, and other polyphenols. 888-302-3684 is the number. All right, let's talk about another beneficial compound. and that is lycopene. Lycopene is what you find in tomatoes. And there's a company that makes a product called LycoRed. LycoRed is a proprietary form of lycopene that you find in many supplements. So when you buy a lycopene supplement, look for LycoRed. It's likely to be the form of lycopene that is extracted from tomatoes that you find in your product. There's lycopene in my product PhytoGuard. I developed that product in the early 1990s as a combination of antioxidant phytochemicals. It contains quercetin, it's resveratrol, and broccoli extract, and lycopene as well, along with EGCG from green tea. It's a really dynamite combination of plant-based antioxidants. So here's an interesting look at what lycopene can do, not so much against cancer, but here its effect on metabolism. Low-density lipoprotein is bad, LDL, so-called LDL. That's the bad cholesterol. But it's even badder, or more precisely, worse for you when it becomes oxidized. So you can slice and dice LDL into LDL that's not so bad for you, LDL that's very bad for you, if you fractionate it. And that's something that we do at the Hoffman Center. And we look at levels of oxidized LDL as a very, very strong predictor of cardiovascular risk. So the premise here is that lycopene and tomato-based products have been described in the past as potent inhibitors of LDL oxidation. They protect the LDL molecule from free radical damage. So what they did is they looked at 146 healthy, normal weight adults, and they were given either lycopene or a placebo during 2 weeks. And what they found was that there was a significant improvement in changes to oxidized LDL in response to high-fat meals. High-fat meals induce oxidation of LDL cholesterol, and therefore suggesting that tomato extract, lycopene, has a preventive effect against cardiovascular disease. We know LDL oxidation, a major risk factor for heart attack, stroke, and atherosclerosis. So consume your tomatoes, particularly the form of tomato sauce, but supplement with lycopene, not just for your prostate. That's where it's, you know, it's often reputed to be helpful for prostate protection, but the benefits of lycopene go way beyond simple prostate protection. 888-302-3684 is our number. And let me tell you about something that we are excited about at the Hoffman Center. For a while, we had a lapse in production in one of our listeners' favorite products. It's Manuka Cream. I use Manuka Cream daily on my face. I use it kind of as an aftershave. It's especially helpful now that the temperatures are lower and chapped skin is back in with wind and cold of fall and winter. And I missed it. It wasn't available for a while. They had some issues with production, and it went out of circulation. It's back, and you can get it at drhoffman.com. Shop there and try it, both for men and women and for babies as well. It's remarkable for kids with diaper rash, very gentle. It has both antibacterial and anti-inflammatory benefits. Check out the product Manuka Cream at drhoffman.com. We're excited that finally back in production and available to the public. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Please join us with your phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684, our number. And we got a caller, Jill from Middletown, New York. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. I was just listening to a nutritionist on the radio who said if you have a hypothyroid condition, you should avoid seaweed, green powdered drinks, and cruciferous vegetables.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing, and there's a lot of misinformation about this. And I've looked into this and wrote an article specifically on the potential for these types of what are called goitrogens to damage the thyroid. Okay, I mean it's a popular notion that cruciferous vegetables, all of them, you know, and they're wonderful for you: broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, kale. That these have a damaging effect on the thyroid and that you shouldn't use them. And similarly, you know, I haven't heard so much in relationship to seaweed. Seaweed actually contains iodine, which may be beneficial. Maybe massive amounts of seaweed could be a problem, because there are some studies in Japan where people consume really high amounts of seaweed day in and day out, and they suppress their thyroid function. It can be damaging to thyroid. So a little seaweed is good. The right amount is helpful, but too much can suppress the thyroid function. And when it comes to cruciferous vegetables, I looked into it and actually had a dialogue with some researchers who examined the effects of broccoli and kale and all these kinds of foods on thyroid function, because they actually work with the industry. They work with agriculture to find out if there's a potential hazard. And they're not doing a cover-up. They're not on the take to exonerate cruciferous vegetables. So what they found was that pretty much moderate consumptions of all cruciferous vegetables don't suppress the thyroid. There are certain species of kale that in high amounts can do this. There's been a case report of a woman who ate 2 pounds of Chinese cabbage every day, day in and day out, raw Chinese cabbage, and damaged her thyroid. That's possible. But, you know, when you cook them, it takes out some of the effect of the thyroid-suppressing agent within the these cruciferous vegetables. So from a practical standpoint, it's not a big deal. What does concern me is people who make kale juice day in, day out. Kale is particularly suppressive of the thyroid, and raw kale may have more of an effect than cooked kale. So a problem could arise there. Soy, somewhat of an anti-thyroid effect, but, you know, it's not real pronounced. So does that help you?
Yes, I also take sun chlorella, but I mean in the amount that they prescribe, like 15 little tablets a day.
That should not be a problem. I've not seen studies that suggest that chlorella, and first of all, chlorella is made from algae, and that has nothing to do with cruciferous vegetables. It's green, like green leafy vegetables or green, cabbage. But it's not going to have that property damaging the thyroid. So.
Well, that's good.
So I mean, look, there's some partial truth to that, but you kind of have to hone in on a story and, get some precision about this, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call. Let's talk to Chris from Wisconsin. How are you doing, Chris? Hello, Chris, are you there? Well, I'm not hearing Chris. Let's talk about, while we get Chris up, I'm not sure Chris is in queue, Caleb. Is he? Okay, Chris, are you there? Oh,
yes,
now
I
we
am.
Got Chris. Yeah, oh, good. How are you doing, Chris?
Just fine. How are you doing today?
Great.
I just have a question. I'm 59 years old, and next month in December I'll be going in for my yearly exam.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, are there certain tests at my age that I should probably request? I know you can't really tell the doctor what to do, but
right.
Do you think if you think something should be done,
how old are you again?
59.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think that the way they do physical exams and routine checkups is completely wrong. First of all, they emphasize tests, routine tests, that should not be routine. Like they'll do a routine EKG. It's a waste of time for the most part in people who don't have heart problems. They also do routine chest x-rays, which is really a shame because you get exposed to radiation unnecessarily, and there's no evidence that that finds anything. You know, unless you have a high risk or you're coughing or you have specific symptoms or you've been a long-term smoker. And even if you've been a smoker, there's not even a lot of evidence that routine chest x-rays are beneficial. So what I like to do is I like to turn that, sort of upside down and introduce other types of tests. I think a hemoglobin A1C is very important to check your blood sugar.
I did have that last year, and it was like a 112. Is that something to be alarmed about?
That's glucose. Hemoglobin A1C is a measure over time of what your blood sugar is, and it generally ranges from anywhere from 5 to a normal range of up to 5.8. 5.8 to 6.2 is borderline, metabolic syndrome, and above 6.2 or 6.4 is frank diabetes. So that's important. Cholesterol and HDL, fine, but we also want to, slice and dice your cholesterol, look at LDL subfractions, whether they're small or large particles, look at oxidized LDL. It's controversial as to whether males should get routine PSAs. I think once you've had a decent PSA at a young age, you just shouldn't bother to check your PSAs unless you're having symptoms. I like to check levels of essential fatty acids in the blood. That's an unusual test, not usually done by conventional doctors. But that you can establish a ratio between your omega-3 fatty acids and your omega-6 fatty acids, and that's a really important determinant of whether you're at risk for cardiovascular disease. Checking homocysteine is important, too, because it speaks to your B vitamin levels and your risk for cerebrovascular disease. C-reactive protein, an important test that measures inflammation in your body. These are tests that should be done more routinely. Okay, so those are some of the things to ask for. Doubt if you'll get it, because our medical system, we're all about rationing these days. And cost containment. 888-302-3684 is our number. Keep those calls coming. And we'll be back with more information when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you. And blood pressure, big concern for a lot of people. Many people over 50, in fact, the majority, I believe, are on one or more blood pressure medications. It's an epidemic, and blood pressure medications are not without consequences. So we're constantly on the lookout for natural solutions to blood pressure. And one that I'm particularly interested in is the Zona Plus. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some really exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It really works. Been working with patients over several months now with this and recommending it to our listeners. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. What it is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. It guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And there are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of using the Zona Plus. So how do you get a hold of this? Well, we've set up a way that you can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. You've got nothing to lose. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is also offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So here's how you find out more. Go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Huffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. Let's talk now to Dan in Lincoln, Nebraska. How are you doing?
Hi, Doctor. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Dan.
My question is about your Whole 30 diet.
Yeah.
I've been on it for quite some time, too. Actually lost, you know, a little bit of weight and all that. My question, I mean, I eat like a horse, don't gain a pound.
Right.
My question is it a diet that's like a lifetime diet, or was it more of a challenge diet for a period of time?
Okay, so that's a good question. And so let's back up a little bit. What is the Whole 30 diet? Whole 30 diet, it's not my diet. It's a diet that was developed to kind of as a vehicle for people to try a paleo diet. So for 30 days, you eliminate some of the modern foods that our prehistoric ancestors didn't eat. Those would be grains, legumes, sugar, and dairy. So what's left? Well, you can consume plenty of fish, chicken, eggs, and meat, lots of vegetables, some fruit, also some starchy vegetables if you're not overweight. So some people trying to lose weight may not want to eat the potatoes and squash that are allowed on this diet. I personally do, but people end up losing weight. And so the question is, what do you do after the 30 days? You know, 30 days, you try it, you feel better, you're free of your sugar addictions, your body does a reset, you lose weight, many of your allergies are alleviated, your gastrointestinal problems are improved, your joint pains and body aches are relieved, your headaches go away, all kinds of good things happen. But then what do you do? How do you take it forward? Well, there's a sequel to the Whole 30 book, and I'm going to interview the developer of the Whole 30. Her name is Melissa Hartwig. On her new book. It's called Food Freedom Forever, subtitled Letting Go of Bad Habits, Guilt, and Anxiety Around Food. Now, that book, it's just out, and it addresses precisely your concern, which is what do you do? I mean, you're supposed to forever, you know, never have a morsel of sugar, never have an alcoholic drink, never have, try a delicious French bread, you know, if you're traveling to Paris, or a croissant. And it grapples with that issue. Where do you want to situate yourself on the continuum of compliance? And some of it has to do with, you know, how much does your body tolerate? Can you do you have a very serious ailment where you want very strict compliance? A serious autoimmune disease, perhaps, where small amounts of forbidden foods trigger your symptoms? Or are you just relatively healthy and you want to maintain wellness and, you know, you got to have a certain leeway for experimentation, fun, and social obligations? That's what the new book is about. I recommend it. It's called Food Freedom Forever. And we'll be interviewing Melissa Hartwig on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. We do podcasts during the week with great interviews. You can go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. And we got a book for January. She's real busy with a book tour for this new book. It's extremely popular. You want to learn about the Whole 30, go to whole30.com and try the challenge. It's a 30-day challenge. And what do you got to lose? You know, 30 days, maybe a little deprivation, a little withdrawal. But you may discover that your body does a whole lot better with elimination of some of the foods that you commonly rely upon. I started it. I did the 30 days. I started December 24th of last year. I'm into my 10th month, and I'm not looking back. I just really enjoy it. It's been great. I feel energetic. My athletic performance is through the roof. My focus and concentration, productivity is great, and it's all good. Allergies completely suppressed. 888-302-3684 is our number, but we got an interview coming up. We're going to talk to one of the foremost experts on the subject of probiotics, and I think you'll find it fascinating. So stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Now for something completely different. As we approach Halloween, we are assaulted by the perils of all manner of trick-or-treats, candy, sugar, and it's the inauguration of that nonstop sugar-laden season that'll take us right through Super Bowl. Joining us today from Texas is Marty Whittakin, a board-certified clinical nutritionist, best-selling author, and host of her own nationally syndicated talk radio show, Healthy by Nature. I am a great admirer of hers because she has a really wonderful way of summarizing scientific facts in a really succinct and accessible way. Her website is healthybynatureshow.com, and you can get her free e-newsletter, which I recommend very highly. Hi, Marty. Welcome. How are you?
Well, I'm great, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. Coming from you, it's high praise.
Well, indeed, and well-deserved. What's happening? Halloween and the upcoming holiday season generates a lot of candy. So, what are the consequences for the physical and psychological health of kids and adults who end up consuming all the leftover candy.
Well, in my blog this week, I've linked to a site that lists 144 ways that sugar sabotages your health, and I think we all know that, so I also give some ideas about what to do with the leftover candy besides eating it, which is obviously puts us on the slippery slope to all kinds of issues like blood sugar problems and cravings and yeast problems and so on. I think one of the biggest things, since we're now in the cold and flu season, is that sugar is not good for the immune system. Shuts it down for hours, and so if you kind of pace yourself and have a little bit of candy every few hours, you're a sitting duck for whatever's going around the office or around school. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's always a big bowl of candy sitting around, you know, because they think that's what enhances worker satisfaction, productivity. It's hard to stay away from.
You know, the worst place I've seen a bowl of candy is at an oncologist's office.
I went with
a friend, and I'm like, do they not get how PET scans work? That they take the sugar as a way of, because the cancer cells like it even better than our other cells, and they light up when they give them radioactive sugar. But that's not good. And one thing we're finding is that, knowing how many things our good bacteria in our gut do for us, I mean, they're just a substantial part of our instruction manual, that they don't like sugar or all of the artificial ingredients that go along with the sugar, but the yeasts that can take over our body and create havoc, they do like the sugar. So we got to remember we're eating for trillions, and we want to feed the good guys, not the bad guys.
Yeah, there's so much emphasis these days on the microbiome and the influence of the microbiome on all manner of health outcomes, whether it's, you know, not just gastrointestinal health, but also you know, some of the other things that are going on. So what are the implications of a disordered microbiome?
Well, one of the fascinating things that's come out of all of the research now that they can do the DNA testing and really separate out all the various species and subspecies, they're finding that there are thousands of them, and that they make hundreds of thousands probably of biochemicals that help run the body. And in fact, their DNA outnumbers ours perhaps as much as 1,000 times. So if we damage the microbiome, it's as though we have said to the liver, well, we don't really need you anymore. they have collectively as much impact on our health as any of our other organs. So I hope we're going to start treating them with more respect.
Indeed. So, all right, well, diet is one way to modify our microbiome. Don't put junk in your diet. Don't consume a lot of sugar and refined carbohydrates. But let's get to the subject of probiotics, because you're quite an expert on probiotics. I recently heard you lecture on that subject at Expo East in Baltimore. And, you know, I've heard your lectures before, and I've heard numerous lectures on probiotics. But you really summed it up in a very succinct way. What the benefits are of one of the probiotics that we both really hold in high regard, which is Dr. O'Hara's probiotic. And you introduced a concept which I really love. You know, we know about prebiotics, and we certainly know about probiotics, but you introduced a brand new concept, which is postbiotics. So can you expound on that?
Actually, that was a term that I first saw in print in my book in 2007 when I did the first edition, because I couldn't find anything else to explain all of the material that's created by the good bacteria. It's a collection of things, organic acids and special vitamins and enzymes and nitric oxide, and it's a very long list of categories of these beneficial substances, plus the actual cell wall of the bacteria, even if it's no longer an active bacteria, the DNA. It's all sending signals to the cells of the immune system, the cells of the lining of the intestinal tract. They create the bacteria create neurotransmitters, and so virtually every single system, including the psychiatrists now, are very fascinated with what's going on in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Before,
the so-called brain-gut connection, yeah.
Yeah, before they acted like they weren't even connected. They were like, you know, well, you go to a different specialist for that. But that was the thing I thought most fascinating when I did all the research for the Probiotic Cure book, was that every discipline, the journal for that discipline, is talking about the microbiome.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, now we focus on Dr. Hira's probiotics on the show. It's a probiotic that I recommend. You recommend it as well. So in that lecture, you helped us. You know, there's so many claims that we have to cut through. You know, this probiotic has so many billions. The other one has, you know, more billions, trillions. This one is, you know, resistant to digestion and so on and so on. What are the criteria by which you determine a more effective probiotic?
Well, after I waded through all of those studies, I came to realize why I've always had such good luck with Dr. O'Hara's, with clients, with family members. It's because it not only has a good food supply right in the capsule and well-researched strains, it also has the collection of all of the probiotics, or the postbiotics, rather, that these bacteria have made over the 3 years they've been fermenting. So you actually get the benefit of maybe having not billions of bacteria, but trillions of bacteria, because we've had untold generations busy making these substances, which is how probiotics help us. It isn't just their physical presence. They communicate through making these substances, the postbiotics, mm-hmm. and that's how they do their good work. And the only one I could find, I had various probiotic categories of different types. This was the only one I could find in that category because nothing else is made this way. It's a very concentrated, high-tech fermented food. Mm-hmm. When you get right down to it.
Which really gets back to the ancient brewery and fermentation technology of Japan, because they developed fermentation, you know, when Europeans were running around, you know, in the Dark Ages. And now, you know, wonderful beers and miso and many fermented products are made in Japan. And this is an outgrowth of that ancient tradition, correct?
Yes, Dr. O'Hara actually solved a health problem that he had with some of the fermented foods, and so he isolated the strains of bacteria that were in those fermented foods, and then he proceeded to feed the bacteria foods like that. There's like 65 different fruits and vegetables and herbs and seaweeds and so on, so that to get a diverse, rich microbiome, you need a variety of bacteria, a great variety, and for them to thrive and make a diverse amount of postbiotics, they need different foods. So, I mean, just if you just throw soy or dairy at it, you get a very limited output, mm-hmm. even if you wanted to ferment it for a long time. In this case, it worked, and on things like you have indigestion or acid reflux, you don't have to wait for some white powder to hit the digestive tract and come back to life and duke it out for territory and food and multiply and then start making postbiotics. They're already in the capsule. So if you chew one up, you can get immediate relief.
Yeah, you actually are an innovator in that regard and taught me a new technique for dealing with reflux and GERD, which is, you know, typically you tell people take one or two, you know, daily. But your suggestion is that if you have a serious GERD problem, literally you can chew this stuff up and swallow it, but in, you know, take it at a higher dose for a shorter period, right?
There are probably more than one right way to do it, depending on the person, but I like people to have this with them because if you can deal with the symptom when you're having it, then you're not tempted to take a proton pump inhibitor and shut down your digestive juices for 24 hours. You, it's part of the protocol that I have for weaning off of those drugs, is to have something there that's going to give you symptom relief, but do something good for you while it's at it, not something bad.
So you might chew up, you know, a couple or, you know, as many as six or eight in a day for symptom relief, at least temporarily, while you restore balance to your gastrointestinal tract, right?
Exactly, because we really, really need the stomach acid, and that's why I wrote that first book, The Natural Alternatives to Nexium, because those drugs taken over a long time are just lethal. They're not approved for that.
That's a great book. And so our Intelligent Medicine Call to Action, first of all, where can our listeners find Dr. Hira's probiotics?
I don't work for the company, but I do happen to know that they're carried all over the country in fine health food stores and the big chains and online sellers. When I first started talking about it, 15 or 16 years ago, there were only a handful of places you could find it, but the word is spreading, so people should not have any trouble.
And physicians like ourselves dispense them, and we have professional forms of those available on our websites. Also, what about your website? You know, you've got great books. You've got the book on getting off acid blockers. What's your website?
It's healthybynatureshow.com, or you can abbreviate it hbnshow.com. And I do have a link there to the probiotic cure, but it's at the all normal bookstores as well.
Well, thank you so much, Marty Whittakin, for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.